to the Old Testament book, of the book of beginning of Genesis. Book of Genesis, chapter, I want you first find for me, I got two portions of scripture. Find Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. I'll shine some sermonic spotlight on verses 18 through 21 of Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 through 21. Then we have Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, and Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 through 21. Let's pray. Oh, Lord of God, I excellence your name in all the earth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again another time to sit at your feet to hear from you. Lord God, we are unable to understand what you're about to say to us. So first of all, we ask you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we ask you, Father God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you just bless us again. You always bless us with a word. Father God, one that's tailor-made, fit for our circumstance and situation. Yes. We ask you to do it once again for us. Because without a word from you, oh God, what will we do? We can't make it without your word. We won't be able to be encouraged without your word. We have no instruction on how to lead or follow, Father God, without your word. So, Father God, encourage your people today. Yes, let us maybe tailor-made, fit for their circumstance and situation. But Father God, bind Satan. Keep him back, my Father God. He tried to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people.
Yes, Lord.
You said we perish for lack of knowledge. We are asking you right now for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's why we sit humbly at your feet. Father God, you know each and every one of us by name. You created us. You created each and every one of us and broke the mold that you made us with. So, Father God, only you know what we need and when we need it.
Yes, Lord.
So right now, Father God, feed our soul. Let our cup run over. Fill us up, Lord, till we want no more.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, use me, this earthen vessel, my imperfection. Father God, pour your spirit out into me and allow me to utter utterings that your people need to hear. Something that they have not heard before. Something that will let them know that you're working on their behalf. In the midnight hour, behind the scenes. Let them know, oh Father, and encourage them right now. And Father God, we won't wait till the battle's over. We'll thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're about to say to us. Let his word be plain enough so that a child can understand the drawback, the drapes of misunderstanding.
Yes, Lord.
Speak, Lord, for your people hear it. Genesis chapter 7. Begin at verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. Genesis chapter 9. Down to verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Okay? I mean, that word overspread, translated in English, that means the whole earth was repopulated by Noah's three sons. Okay? Verse 20. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. I used to use it, like use a topic, put a tag on his text. Completely different.
All right.
Completely different. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Completely different. My brothers and sisters, if you really want to maximize your life, I'm going to assume that I'm preaching to people who want to take their lives to another level.
Amen.
People who want their lives to be fundamentally different than it is right now.
Amen.
Time out for preaching to people who want to stay the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fact is, I have no message for people who are satisfied with themselves. I have only been called to preach to people who are still climbing, still reaching, still growing. They might make a mistake every now and then again, but if you have not stopped trying, then it cannot be said that you have failed. It may be said that you are failing, but it cannot be said that you have failed. I have come this morning to speak to men and women who have in their spirit, hearts, and mind that God has a next for them. If you are one of those people from this day forward, here you go, here's your assignment, is for you to think like God, love like God, lead like God, and in that way your life will subsequently never be the same. It is a wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that I am offering to you, that in offering it to you, I liberate you from the bondage of trying to pattern your life after people who have never done anything with their lives anyway.
All right, come on in.
Look at the person next to you or speak to yourself and say, I did not get up this morning to be like you.
Amen.
Impress you or get you to like me.
Well.
We mourn for all the men and women, Deacon Furlough, who have made gods out of men and monuments out of women, only to discover that they were as crazy as we are. We mourn for the men and women who have not yet learned the only thing worthy of your worship, your time, and your focus is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
It is important, therefore, to consider this passage with all the dexterity of your mind. We glimpse into this passage that you have read over 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But you have not yet to see in it the mind of God. The Bible is not here just to simply give you a bunch of do's and don'ts. The Bible is here, it's given for us so we can peer into the mind of God. To give you a glimpse into what the kingdom of God is like. When you read this passage with me, did you not hear God's mind?
Come on now.
The eloquence, the sagacity of the living God, Deacon Fredo.
Yes.
Spewing out on the pages that God says to Noah, Noah, when you go into the ark, take you two of every kind, clean and unclean.
Right.
I wish I had time just to preach that right there.
Yeah.
Clean and unclean.
Okay.
God does not just consider the clean.
All right.
Y'all hear me?
Come on now.
But the unclean also.
Yeah.
It is interesting because when God sent Noah into the ark, he sent him into the ark with a plan, not just with a problem. God knew that the storm was bigger than the man. I'm loving this thing.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a storm that's bigger than the man, there must be a plan in place that allows him a way of escape, Brother Larry.
Yes, yes.
For everything that happens in our life, we must have a plan.
Yes.
Have a plan for what you are requesting. For every level and every resource, have a plan.
That's it. Amen.
For every opportunity, a plan. Stop asking God for stuff and you don't have a plan for what to do with it when God gets it to you.
Yes. Amen.
It's amazing how many people ask God for companionship, a relationship for a man or woman. And you don't have a plan for what to do if God gives you her or gives you him.
Right.
You have to have a plan for a husband or wife.
Right.
right.
You just want someone to lay in bed with you? I ain't gonna go there.
All right.
You want someone to come into your life and make you feel good about the fact that you are crazy and have not done anything with your life?
Uh-huh.
But you want some God give you something good?
Yes.
If you want good, good love, ladies, tell them before we play, let's pray. Praying together will give you some insight into the content and the deepness of his commitment of his heart to God. Brothers, it will inform you of our ability to conform and catch the vision God has on your life. God will not change his vision for you because you put the ring on the wrong finger to be your helpmeet. If you don't have a plan, keep your hands off people. You don't have that plan. We want good loving, and we got no vision. The problem is, where there's no vision, the relationship will perish. Even with good vision, the relationship will perish because you are falling in love with someone who don't know how to follow a vision. Devil, I got a plan for my life. Yeah, devil, I do. I'm not just waking up in the morning just to go to work and pay some bills. That would just make me frustrated and bitter because God's created me for more than just that.
Yes.
Not just to wake up and pay some bills. I bind every devil in here that makes you think that God created you just to pay your light bill, your rent, your mortgage, and your condo.
My God.
Work and continue to do the same thing over and over again. The devil is alive.
Yes.
He created you so that you will bear witness to his likeness and his power. That is your plan.
Yeah.
No strategy, no success.
Yeah, that's it.
God don't give me nothing that I don't have no strategy for. Because it will kill me and I will mess it up.
That's it.
Y'all scared to pray that prayer, huh?
God,
I want stuff. But don't give it to me until you know I got a strategy for it. Because once you give it to me, I'm going to mess it up.
That's right.
Let me get ready before you let my cup overflow.
Yes.
Most people don't know what they want. If I ask you what do you want, you would just tell me what you did not get.
Uh-huh.
Y'all heard me?
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat that again.
Yeah.
Most people don't know what they want. If I ask you what do you want, you would just tell me what you did not get.
Uh-huh.
But what do you do if God gave you everything and everyone that you wanted?
Huh.
What would you ask him for then?
Yeah.
That's what God is trying to get you. God told me to tell you, he is not trying to take you back to what you missed. He's trying to get you where you have never been before.
Right,
I'm going to blow your mind and make everything completely different, God said. I want to go where God has never, I've never been before in God. Time out for the same thing over and over again. When God was sending Noah into the ark, God had a plan for after the storm. Are y'all following, Pastor?
Yes.
I just said something. Plan for life after the storm. While God was sending Noah into the problem, he had a plan for his life after the problem. When God was sending Noah into the storm, he had a plan for life after the storm. If you don't have a plan for your life based on instruction from God, that leads you to believe that you don't believe anything good can happen to you anyway. You don't believe God can be exceedingly abundantly above what your mind can conceive. Look at somebody and speak to yourself. You need to speak to yourself. You don't need to be talking to nobody else. Look at somebody, so at yourself, and say, I believe in me.
I believe in
yourself.
Amen.
With tears running down my face, I believe in me. Acting crazy and out of character, I believe in me. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all together, but I believe in me, Tracy. I made some mistakes. I dropped the ball, but I believe in me. I like my hair. I bought it. I'm bald now. I like it. I got a little belly. That's my belly. God gave me my belly. I like my black skin. I like it. It's mine. My black skin. You need to start loving on yourself.
Yes.
Y'all ain't get that, huh?
Amen.
It's my hair. I grew it. I bought it. I like it. It's mine.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
What you say?
Oh, yes.
God says to know. Says, you don't have to like me the way I am. You don't have to like me the way y'all know. But I'm learning to love me. I love what God is doing in me and in my life. You got to be focused, y'all. You get unfocused, the devil taking you out. God says, when you go into the ark, take two of every kind of animal. Listen, church. With you, it was a brilliant plan. God tells Noah, after 40 days and 40 nights, this storm will be over. And when the storm is over, you will need to live after the storm. After the storm, take two of every animal. The animals are not for the storm, Noah.
That's right.
They're for life after the storm is over.
Yes.
I just said something. While you're going through the storm, God has already planned for your victory after the storm. Some of y'all are not shouting yet because you're so deep in your storm. You're so busy having a pity party. You are refusing to believe that your storm will come to an end.
Jesus.
God told me to tell you that every storm must pass.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I've never seen a storm that did not pass.
Amen.
I've never seen a night that did not break into day.
Come on,
I've never seen a problem that God could not solve.
Right.
I've never seen sickness that God could not
heal.
Tell yourself, pat yourself in the back. Tell yourself, the storm will be over soon.
The storm will be over soon.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm coming out, Deacon Frollo. I'm coming out.
Yes,
I might be down in my spirit, but I'm coming out.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit may be cast out for whatever reason that God said, get over it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning.
Yeah.
God
said,
I just let you experience that living of sadness right now. Anyway, just let you know that there's some joy coming. There's a breaking of a new day in your life.
Yes.
When he was going into the storm, God had given Noah a plan for when the storm was over. The text suggests to us that God is not investing in us now for your trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got me?
Yes.
God is investing in us now for life after the trouble is over.
Yes.
What you say?
Yes.
The question we must ask the text is the infrastructure, the theological and psychological infrastructure of the passage raises one critical question. How bad do you want to live? The question is, do you just want to survive or do you just want to live? Do you just want to make it or do you want to thrive? Do you just want to be happy or do you want unspeakable joy? Do you want some sex or do you want commitment, relationship, and fidelity?
Yes.
Do you want a job or do you want destiny? Do you just want a little house or you want some new car or do you want greatness to break out in your spirit? Time out for every time you see somebody, you got to pour into them. They always down. What is up with that?
Jesus.
Didn't God wake you up this morning?
Yes, he did.
Can you just be happy just for a little while on your own? Do I always got to pour into you and ask you to get you to get off your pity party? Have mercy, somebody.
Have mercy.
The problem with many of us is that we have not presupposed what's it. This is why, let me tell you, always see somebody. They always got a face down. Well, you know, well, I'm going through.
Yeah.
We all going through.
That's right.
A lot of us just handling it better than most of us.
Yeah.
But you always got to wear your, you always got to have your problem on your shoulder. Let me tell you what the problem is. We have not presupposed ourselves for life after the storm.
That's right.
The trouble. We can't see ourselves in a better day with a smile on our face and the tears no longer running. I wish you can't see yourself the way God sees you.
Yes.
He does not see you in the hell you're going through right now. Your enemy, God don't see you going through what you're going through. He's aware of it, but he ain't think about that. Because he's God.
Yes.
God only sees, watch this y'all, the clay in his hands that he's shaking, getting ready to place it in his perfecting furnace. Help me somebody.
Amen.
That's right, it's going to get hotter before it gets better. God sees me on a cool day, sitting between the dusk and the dawn, Sister Frollo. with the dawn of my possibility. He had predestined, preordained for my life.
Amen.
That's what God sees me.
Yes.
God sees me with power and anointing and gifting.
Yes.
God says, in my spirit, I saw you in the field of the dying world. You were in your own blood, and I reached down to you and cleansed you up, blew breath of life and salvation life into you, and said, you shall not die, you shall live.
Amen.
The problem with Jerusalem is too many of us have turned the storm into a lifestyle.
Jesus.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You think Christians are always supposed to be fighting? You think, the devil does brought this stop some trouble with me. And you done turned storm living into a lifestyle. Too many of us have a storm strategy and turned it into a way of life. Too many people in here right now who have taken people and things that you are only supposed to have with you for the storm. Y'all heard what I just said?
Yes.
Y'all better wake up.
Yes.
You have dragged them into the rest of your life. And they were only supposed to be there for the storm.
That's right.
Some of the animals was only supposed to be there for the storm.
That's it.
You didn't see nowhere where they took after the storm and then got out. Knowing them. That's good work. You ain't hear nobody since the way knowing them got up out of there. You ain't hear him following all these animals, two of a kind, 70 all following him around the rest of the earth. They was there for the storm. They got ate up. They was starting to get some eating done to them once they got out of there. What are you talking about? Oh, here's a hard pill, y'all. Some relationships and friendships only makes sense in the storm. God sent them to you to get you through what you are going through. But only once you are out, there's no need to have them anymore.
That's right.
Once you are out of the storm, you will find out that you are connected to someone or something that is not strong enough to handle your greatness.
Amen.
I'm beginning to learn that everybody in my life may not be good for my life after the storm is over.
That's
why when people say goodbye, walk out on you, start acting like they don't like I stuck on stupid.
Okay.
Say see ya, thank you, don't want to be with you. I would hate to be stuck with somebody that was good for where I came from, but not good for where I'm going.
All right.
Yeah.
God is trying to make everybody completely different.
Yes.
Trying to move you to the next level, and you're trying to hold on to your storm mentality. Lord. It is now that we turn to the ninth chapter. What you say?
Yes.
God is trying to do us, make us completely different. I had to learn for myself, Sister Thomas. Because God just wanted me to leave this point. I had to learn myself this. You can teach people and put it out. But this old cliche that grandma said, you can take the horse to water. You can't make the horse drink. Okay. So now you're frustrating yourself in the work of the Lord. Because you're trying to show them greatness and get show them excellence. But they can't get it. So why are you, son, frustrating yourself? Because you can have a moped. There's a difference between a moped and a motorcycle.
Yes.
Y'all know it is, right?
Yeah, right.
Both of them got two wheels. Uh-huh. But the motor on a moped can't get to 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Y'all with me? Y'all feeling me? I know some of this. But that motorcycle can probably get 150. So why am I going to get upset with a moped if all it's built to do is do 90?
That's it. Uh-huh.
You got that secret? Yes. Well, I'm getting upset with it for. It can't see past what it can do.
That's right.
It can't be no more than it can be.
That's
so
right.
So what I'm supposed to do is check out the strategy.
Yes.
That's what I did, bro. And wait for God to send the motorcycle.
Yes.
Be patient. Don't get frustrated. Just be faithful.
Yes.
to the ninth chapter. Mm-hmm. After God had given him everything he needed for life, after the storm was over, notice, they laughed at Noah now while he was building the ark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until it started to rain.
All right.
They laughed at Noah for bringing two of every kind into the ark until they came out and needed something to eat. Mm-hmm. Rita Franklin says, some things you just got to know how to rock steady, baby. Rock steady. I have lived long enough to know that greatness is not defined by how high you can climb. Mm-hmm. But greatness is the capacity to look like a fool. Y'all with me?
Yes.
When everybody else think you're a fool and laughing at you.
Uh-huh.
That's greatness.
Yes, yes.
I know my credit is bad. I know my ministry is in the growing season. Can I get a witness? I know that every PhD, I don't have a PhD, but I got a sneaky suspicion.
Yes.
That God is about to take the hot thing and make it lower in my life.
Amen.
That's what she said. Oh! God gonna take the hot thing in your life that you think you can't achieve and bring it low and make it easy for you.
Yes.
Completely different.
Uh-huh.
Is there anybody here that's willing to say, Pastor Clark, I'm willing to look like a fool. Willing to build what they don't understand. I'm willing to go where they have never been. I'm willing to rise up and be what God wants me to be.
Yeah.
Are you willing to allow God to do something completely different in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bible says when David saw them bring the ark of the covenant back, the Bible said he danced before the Lord.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Come on now.
When he thought about all he had been through for the last 26 years of his life.
Yes.
Saul had made him run and wonder, would he ever be king?
Yeah.
Now the glory of the Lord was coming back into New Jerusalem. And David danced before the Lord and his wife. Well, check out what David's wife said. Said, you making yourself look like a fool, King David.
Uh-huh. Come on now.
David said, oh yes, if you knew what I've been through.
Yeah.
If you suffered like I suffered. You would dance like a fool too.
Yes.
But only that give me one more praise. I will become more undignified in my praise.
Yes, yes.
Do me a favor. You ought to think in your mind that undignified, I give God an undignified praise this morning.
Yes.
And let the devil know. Uh-huh. I know how to honor him. I know how to praise him.
Yes.
I did not come here to be cute. No. I didn't come here to act like politically correct. I came here to give God thanks for what I know he's about to do in my life. Let me preach the thing that God gave me. I'm out of here. Let me turn to the ninth chapter of the book of Genesis. It says, after God had brought him through the storm 40 days and 40 nights, through the ardors and sundry of the rain, kept him through the dusk and the dawn, through the stench and the feces in the ark. Y'all hear me? To the wailing and the dying of his relatives and friends. That's right, his relatives and friends were outside the ark because they wouldn't come in. When the rain and the flood was coming, he had to listen to them dying outside the ark. After God kept him through all of that, the Bible says God called him out of the ark. And Noah got out of the ark. He did not praise God. He went out and planted a vineyard and began to drink until he got drunk.
Yep.
Now before y'all sanctified Holy Ghost filled people, judge Noah. Can I preach like God gave it to me?
Yes.
Before you judge him, look at what he had been through.
Yes.
Everybody he loved was dead. Everybody he knew was gone. He was locked up in the ark in the darkness with the snakes, crocodiles, and the frogs. Every now and then, what you have been through will mess with you who you are.
Yes.
What I've been through sometimes mess with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I start letting what I used to be mess with who I now am, mm-hmm. I might just act out of character a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Only real Christians understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The problem with church people is we condemn people for sin. But the real problem is not sin, but what sin is causing us to miss.
That's true.
Y'all hear me?
I hear you.
Noah was drunk out of his mind.
Uh-huh.
But he did not realize that was going to make everything, that God was going to make everything completely different.
All right.
The world was being made over again.
Uh-huh.
Everything was about to be made new.
Uh-huh.
Noah forfeited his breakthrough.
My God.
The rocks were going to be new. There was going to be a new green, a new blue, a new yellow, a new sun, a new moon. New trees on the land, new landscaping, but he was so drunk, he missed all of that. Oh, did I just say so? He lived long enough to see it, but was too drunk to enjoy it.
Yes.
Touch yourself by the hand, touch yourself now. Say, I've been through too much to be drunk right now. You suffer too long to be drunk right now. Your God, our God, my God, is about to do a great thing in your life.
Yes, yes.
You don't want to be so drunk so because you done went through so much. Now you let what you done been through for the last 40 days and 40 nights. Now it's messing with you. You out of the ark. Hello. God done brought you out of the loud ark on dry ground. Now you're going to get drunk and miss what you're getting ready to do.
All right, God.
Need to pull yourself together. Yeah, I like that, Reverend Light. Pull your mind in.
Yes.
And see it with your own eyes. I will not miss this. I can't miss this. I won't miss this. I won't let depression, bills, man or woman, make me miss this. What God getting ready to do completely in my life.
Amen.
You need to thank God for it.
Amen.
He's getting ready to do something completely different. Can I get a witness in here? Oh yeah. David realized it. When he saw the Ark of the Covenant coming back into the city, he realized it.
Mm-hmm.
He realized that I've been going through something now for a long time.
Yes.
Do you know what it's like to be anointed by Samuel, king, in front of all your brothers and your father, and for 26 years? 26 years after that, you're going to run from the king for what God told you he was going to do in your life. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
I struggle when God made me wait 2 weeks for something. I mean, that's hard for me. Man, you're an on-time God. They told me, yes, you are. Why I got to wait more than 2 weeks? Matter of fact, why I got to make more than 2 days? Just do this thing right now. But David ran for 26 years. By then, 26 years, no, you ain't got to make me king. I ain't sitting on no throne. I'm going about my own business. I'm done.
That's it.
I ain't waiting on these Negroes to get right. No, I'm done.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Completely different.
Completely different.
May God bless you and keep you. And this is my prayer. Put your hands together. Give God a hand clap.
Yeah.